It's Wednesday. It's Dr. Leah Day.
And you know what? I'm so excited. Dr. Leah has the best tip today. Hi, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Listen, you have the best tip today.
I do?
You really do, because this is a real issue. I want you to know that I had kidney stones because I was dehydrated. Oh.
Well, see, Dr. Leah, the point is I'm constantly getting headaches, okay? Headaches will start, and then they'll move into a migraine.
Oh.
So your tip is really...
You should have heard me talking to her this morning.
Yeah, you should have heard.
It is important. I mean, water. Water makes up how much of our body? A huge percentage of our body.
Tell us your tip.
Right.
Come on, Dr.
Well,
Leah.
It is on dehydration. And it's, how much water are you drinking in general? Most of us do walk around dehydrated. And we get headaches. Mm-hmm. We get kidney stones.
Yeah.
We get constipation, dry skin, digestive problems. There's a lot that goes along with not drinking enough. And sometimes when we do drink, we sit down and drink with a great big meal. And that's a whole issue in and of itself. It's like we shouldn't drink all of our water or fluid with a meal because that disrupts your digestion.
I have to ask you a question about that. I just read from realh.com. You know, I always quote them. That's Dr.
Oh, yeah.
Oz. And he was saying that, or the email was saying that drinking cold water after a meal was really bad. And that it, like, clogs up all the oil.
Right.
And so warm tea or something after a meal wouldn't
be... Or room temperature.
There are certain things. Like, in some countries, they drink cardamom tea. Mm-hmm. Or they drink a spicy kind of tea after after a meal to help them digest, like ginger. You know, ginger is a great thing to drink.
Oh, that sounds
really
good.
Because it's a digestive enzyme, or not digestive enzyme, but it helps with digestion. It's anti-inflammatory and it's great for nausea. So, you know, tea, and speaking of that, fluid that we drink from herbal teas or from, I guess teas is a big one, not so much juice, but those kind of things, soups, are also considered part of your water intake.
Oh, they are.
Because you don't have to have, you know, 8 glasses of water a day. I mean,
so tea, herbal tea.
Well, herbal teas, not the real caffeinated kind.
No.
Because they are going to have some dehydration effect, dehydrating effect. But water in general, we just don't drink enough. And how much do you need?
How much?
You always hear 8 to 10 glasses a day. Well, that's such a generalized amount.
And so much. I mean, you think of lying 10 glasses up of water and go...
Well, and what is a glass? Is it a 4 ounces?
Is it 8 ounces?
Is it 6 ounces?
Right. No, you just hear 8 to 10 glasses of water.
Right.
Well, if you base it on your body weight, that makes more sense because a certain percentage of your body is water, and you need water for just about every process in your body. So... if you're 150 pounds, a third of your body weight in ounces of water, so you'd be that'd be 50 ounces a day.
Okay.
But then if you drink a cup of coffee, you need to add an extra 8 ounces. Or if you work out for an hour, you need to add extra 8 ounces. Or if you have a soda pop, you need to add an extra 8 ounces. So that third of your body weight in ounces of water is the baseline of how much water you need. And then you need to add extra. But remember, like I said, the water can be, if you're having a soup broth or teas or other things, will account for that water.
Interesting.
So
huh?
If I drink a cup of coffee...
And that's more than a cup sitting there, Missy.
I know. I have to drink water to balance that out. Why?
Well, coffee or caffeine has, in some people, and I won't say it happens for everybody, but in some people, caffeine has a dehydrating effect. You know, a diuretic, I should say, effect.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Just like B vitamins can have a slight diuretic effect for some people.
Really?
So it's not everybody. You can't say a blanket statement of everybody has to drink extra water with coffee. But kind of as a general rule, because people that drink coffee, you know, they'll drink a lot of coffee sometimes.
Well, now I also heard this, and I really think it makes sense that the other thing is that if your urine is...
Dark.
If it's dark, it means you're dehydrated. If it's light, it means you're getting enough hydration. True or not true?
That is correct. And our urine naturally is yellow from the bilirubin.
Right.
And if you're peeing, in the morning it's a little more concentrated. So you kind of got to discount that one a little bit. But as you go through the day, if your urine is not so much dark, because sometimes people will take B vitamins and it will be bright yellow, you know, it'll be yellow. But if you can't see through it, if it's concentrated, and you look at it and you're like, geez, it's kind of cloudy and concentrated, that's way too dehydrated.
Well, I have to tell you that I've told my grandson this. He's six, and I worry about him not getting enough water. I'm always getting him to drink water. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, I said, listen, this is all you have to do when you go to the bathroom. Look at it. And if it's light, then, you know, you're obviously getting enough water. If it's not, so he came running out yesterday and said, it's light, Grandma. I said, oh, you must be getting enough water.
Oh, so, God. You know, that's because he was in the pool and he probably drank.
Well, at least he didn't look in the pool.
Well, he peed in the pool. The pool didn't turn green.
We don't worry about the pool because we told him when he was little it would turn color. So, you know, he never has.
So we'll know.
Oh, no, he doesn't do that. But isn't that interesting?
That is so interesting.
I think that helps because I do think sometimes we think, now, how many do I need? Because we forget. But I really do believe that Rochelle is dehydrated. That's why she's getting these headaches.
Yeah, I have a feeling this could be, Dr. Leah.
Well, it's a huge factor. And a lot of people say, well, gosh, if I drink more water, I have to go to the bathroom. Or I'm like, well, duh.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. It's working. You know, but I am going to try that on the onslaught. You know, well, hopefully I don't even get to the onslaught. But when I start drinking, yeah, I'm going to start hydrating
myself.
But that's
kind of good to know you can drink herbal tea.
Yeah.
Because that helps, because sometimes it's like, you know, I'm so tired of the drinking
the
water.
That's a trick I do with my son. For years, for most of his life, he'll be eight soon, but for most of his life, I'll take some celestial seasoning herbal teas, like there's raspberry zinger and all these different ones, and I'll take about three or four of those packets and put it in about a gallon of water in a pitcher, and I'll let it steep for about 20 minutes or so, take it out, and then stick it in the fridge. And for him, that's his juice.
Oh, so we can do that.
It tastes good.
It does.
It's like an iced tea, but it's not caffeinated, and that's what he drinks. And to get a kid to drink water is difficult. But if you do something like that, it really works well.
No, that's very good. And you know what, Dr.
Especially in the summer, they
I was at a fat farm, and they had red.
You were what?
I was at a fat farm. Went to a fat farm.
Well, now, she just really told us all something here. I never knew you were in a fat farm.
Sure, went to a fat farm. My sister took me for my 50th
birthday. Oh, that's exciting.
And they had red zinger tea all over the place. We used to drink red zinger tea between classes and stuff. Now I know why. That's a good thing. I'm still fat, but I like red zinger tea.
Now we know. Funny.
Oh, that's funny. Dr. Leah, give out all your information, please.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is on chatwithwomen.com.
And I'm going to tell you, listeners, go to Dr. Leah. She's the best.
Oh.
It's the truth.
And find out everything about your blood work, what's going on with you. Do you have enough vitamin D?
Everything.
What's happening with your body? Because right now, I mean, really, summer is here, and you want to take care of yourself. I mean, this dehydration problem is really serious.
And she helps from little to old, so... Everybody. She sees everybody.
97-year-olds, too.
There you go. Thanks, Dr. Leah.
All right, have a great day.
And you too.
Bye.